Justin, thank you. Good morning, everybody. Starting in the world of high school wrestling from last night, first time in the new year, the West Delaware Hawks on the road down in Williamsburg, taking on Vinton Shelsburg and the host Raiders, both boys and girls. On the girls' side, the Hawks fell to the Vikettes of Vinton Shelsburg 52-18 and lost to Williamsburg 51-21. Girls head coach Dale Meyer told our Jamie Vasky after the meet in the post-meet that the girls will continue to stay with the process and work hard and continue to improve.
We have to keep learning from what's happening in our matches and being more confident and taking more risk in matches. With our offense, they've learned tons of things, but we got to cut loose and just try some of them in the matches. We just got to get better on the bottom, and that's an area we've been working a ton on, but we just got to keep working on it. They'll get there, but we got to keep remembering they're still freshmen and sophomores, and they're still 7 weeks into the season, and confidence is a big thing anyway. We'll keep working. We'll go back to the drawing board tomorrow and see how things go.
On the boys' side, the Hawks went 1-1, winning their first match against Vinton Shelsburg 64-12, much tighter in the second duel as the Hawks fell to the Raiders of Williamsburg 33-30. 28th year head coach for the Hawks, Jeff Voss, talks about the positives from last night and the things his wrestlers need to work on moving forward.
The kids are growing out and attacking. I thought we showed some progress in that area, and you know, if you can start getting some takedowns, we keep building our top game. I like where the kids are going to be at here in a few weeks. Williamsburg had some kids drop weight classes. We had some kids in, and it was a great high school dual meet. And, you know, they got a great team, and they're well coached. So we knew that coming in, and the 1st of January. So we'll use this opportunity to get better, and it showed a few weaknesses. You know, we got to get better off the bottom so we can get back in those positions where we can score some points. That's why we practice every day. We'll get better for Saturday.
Tomorrow is the annual JV Varsity Jerry Eckenrod Invitational at Benton Community High School in Van Horn, featuring 16 schools with competition getting underway at 8 a.m.
We'll see some of these kids again this weekend. There's some great individual matches out there in both duels, and that's what our focus will be Saturday. You know, it's the individual matchups. Kids, when if they win or lose, you know, how they react mentally to that. We'll have to work on that. That's why I like our schedule. Our schedule is pretty tough here in January. We'll have opportunities to get better at that stuff. Yeah, we're going to stay positive with the kids and keep building them up. I think they're going to be a lot better in 3 weeks.
In other coverage area wrestling from last night, Independence took on Benton Community and Clear Creek Amana in a WAMAC Conference West Division double duel. On the girls' side, Independence all over Benton Community 66-12. It was the Mustangs taking down the Lady Clippers 57-12. On the boys' side, Independence over Benton Community 48-28. And the Mustangs fell to Clear Creek Amana in a close one, 34-32. In coverage area girls basketball from last night, a few makeups, a few scheduled contests on a Thursday night. East Buchanan defeated Central City in girls play 68-53. It was Beckman getting a non-conference win over Albernette 49-40. Independence with a non-conference road victory 57-54 over Union Community. In boys action, Beckman lost at home in Dyersville. Non-conference flavor to Albernette, 59-40. A milestone night for Blazer Patrick Gallagher, the senior, scoring his 1,000th career point. Independence falling to Union Community, 68-65. A full slate of games on the horizon tonight for the first Friday in the new year. We'll have the two West Delaware girls and boys games as our featured contest tonight on Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app. It'll be the West Delaware boys traveling down to Tiffin to take on the Clear Creek Amana Clippers. Bill Logan and Luke Imsland will have the call of that one starting around 7:30. Back home in Manchester, it'll be the Hawks entertaining the 7th-ranked team in Class 4A, the Clippers of Clear Creek Amana, inside Seedorf Gymnasium at West Delaware High School. That'll be live on our KMCH Sports video stream at KMCH.com around 7:15 with yours truly and Roger Wright. The latest girls' basketball rankings released by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union yesterday morning. In Class 1A, number one is still Algona Bishop Garrigan. Number 3, the Northland Lynx, with a record of 10-0. Number 8 is still Central Cater, as the Warriors are 8-0. In Class 2A, Dyke New Hartford remains the number 1 squad. Number 6, the Cascade Cougars, with a perfect 8-0 mark. In Class 3A, it's Esterville Lincoln Central remaining at number 1. Number 2 is Benton Community. 4, Solon, Center Point Urbana at number 6. Benton Shelsburg at 10. Mount Vernon 11. Dubuque Wallard at number 12. In Class 4A, number 1 is Cedar Rapids Xavier. Number 7 is Clear Creek Amana. And at number 14, Marion. In Class 5A, number 1, Johnston. Linmar is the 10th ranked team. The second-ranked Iowa wrestling team will open up Big Ten Conference action with a double duel this weekend. The Hawkeyes hosting Illinois at 7 o'clock inside Carver Hawkeye Arena tonight for Fan Appreciation Day. The duel is sold out. The Hawkeyes will then hit the road for a Sunday matinee, traveling to West Lafayette, Indiana, to face Purdue at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. The duel will be held at Holloway Gymnasium. Tonight's contest will be streamed online via Big Ten Plus. The duel on Sunday will be televised live on the Big Ten Network. The Hawkeyes have won 10 consecutive duels dating back to the 2021-22 season. They've won their last 8 Big Ten openers. Senior Spencer Lee is riding a 43-match winning streak dating back to the 2019 season. In top 25 men's college basketball from last night, number 1 Purdue able to hang on and edge number 24 Ohio State 71-69. It was number 2 Houston pass SMU 87-53. Number 5 Arizona squeaks by Washington 70-67. Number 9 Gonzaga nips San Francisco 77-75. It was number 10. Number 10 UCLA sneaks by USC 60-58. And in the NBA, Memphis beating Orlando 123-115, Boston 124, Dallas 95, Houston beat by Utah 131-114, and Denver past the LA Clippers 122-91. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good rest of your Friday. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.